When your day seems dark and dreary, stormy as can be, there's nothing quite as special as a nice cup of tea.
The Secret Garden offers a unique solution to nearly every problem that the day may bring. Sip on the finest of teas from faraway lands, poured by expert servers. Drop into our cafe in William Street for a cuppa today.
Hello and welcome to Winging It. It is Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. I'm Lucien Waugh Daly and I'm here with Stephen McCann.
Hello, welcome to the show.
We're here for the next 30 minutes with some entertaining chat and some great music to wrap up the day here on GTR Radio. There's been some great programs so far today, but we're certain this will be the best.
Oh, indeed.
So we're going to have our What to Watch segment. We're going to have a thrilling quiz in just a minute. Later on, we'll be doing This Day in History, and there will be some excellent songs on the way. But I think we are going to start, as always, with some useless facts. So would you like to... a few of these we've done already, I think.
Yeah, so I think we'll start from 11. I think they're fresh ones.
Okay.
So, first fact of the day. If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
All right. Did not know that.
Yeah, interesting one. Poor kangaroos. Next one. Bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun.
Wow. Some practical evidence of the photosynthesis theory there.
Yeah, exactly. I think they are labeled as seeds or something, aren't they?
Well, maybe.
I think technically bananas are labeled as seeds. But next fact. Billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females. Don't think that'd work in real-life practice.
Not the first time today that the nether regions of goats have been discussed on GTI Radio.
Really?
If anyone heard my mystical minute earlier.
Seems to be a recurring theme going on.
Yep.
Next fact. The person who invented the Frisbee was cremated and made into a Frisbee after he died.
That is a beautiful way to sort of wrap up your life and create a legacy. Yeah.
Die how you live.
Yep.
Next fact. During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools.
Next fact.
That's disgusting. Next fact. If Pinocchio says, "My nose will grow now," it would cause a paradox. And I did actually look into this earlier, and there is a full internet theory of the Pinocchio paradox. It's also a bit of a tongue twister.
Wow.
Yes. Next fact. Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting. If they all lived in the same place, that is.
Yes.
It'd be hard to catch 86 in a single sitting.
Yeah.
Next fact. King Henry VIII slept with a gigantic axe beside him.
That's not a very nice thing to say about his first wife.
Oh. First James Bond right there. Next fact. Movie trailers were originally shown after the film, which is why they are called trailers.
Who would stay after a film to watch trailers?
Probably why they put them beforehand. Because, like, I got no time for this. And our final fact for today is an eagle can kill a younger deer and fly away with it.
Well, fair play to the eagle, I suppose.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying to think about it as well.
So I think next up we have our regular quiz segment. And today we have a different person facing the quiz, don't we?
We do indeed. Hello and welcome back to the show. So now we have our quiz for today, and our guest is Dave, a GTI student. Hello, Dave. How are you?
No, it's Craig.
Good, good. So we have a range of topics for you to pick today. I will read them out to you, and you can pick one at your discretion. So we have art, entertainment, film, food and drink, football, games, geography, general history or general knowledge, history, maths, music, politics, religion, science, sport, or television. So, which would you like?
Start off with film.
Film, this we can do. So, and just to gauge a level of difficulty, would you like easy, medium, or hard?
Medium.
Medium. Good stuff. So, our first question is, who played the role of Becky Sharp in the 2004 film Vanity Affair? Or Vanity Fair?
Is there any options?
There isn't. These are all off the cuff.
I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow.
It was actually Reese Witherspoon's.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have got that one either, so. Next question. In the Disney version of Robin Hood, which animal plays Robin? A fox, tiger, dog, or lion?
That's a fox.
It is indeed. Correct answer. Question three. In which mountain range is the 2000 film Vertical Limit set?
The Himalayas.
Correct. 2 out of 3. Question four. Who plays Freddy Krueger in the 1984 film A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Robert Englund.
Very good. Correct answer. Question five. In the novel 1984, in which ministry is Room 101?
The British?
It is not. It's the Ministry of Love.
Oh.
Yeah. Question six. What is the title of the third film in the Twilight Saga series?
Oh, I would know it, but I probably won't at the same time. Is it something Eclipse?
It is Eclipse, yeah. Yes. Oh. Congratulations. I would not have gotten that.
I've never seen them myself, but
no, just recognize the titles.
Yeah.
Fair play. Question seven. What is missing in the title of the third movie in the Madagascar series? Blank Most Wanted.
Europe's.
It is. It is indeed. Correct. And jeez, you're running away with this compared to all our other hosts. Or guests, even. Question eight. In the Star Wars series of films, who played Sabe, one of Padme Amidala's handmaidens in The Phantom Menace?
Natalie Portman.
It's not. It's Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah.
And actually turns out to be Padme in the end. Question nine. Who played Margot Channing in the 1950 film All About Eve?
I'm not even going to guess that one.
It's Betty Davis. The name would ring a bell, but I wouldn't know. And your final question for today is, who played the title role in the 1953 film The Glenn Miller Story?
If it was 1953, I'm just going to guess. What's your man's name from The Godfather? Marlon Brando?
It's not.
No?
No. If you want one more guess out of thin air.
Bela Lugosi?
Oh, it's James Stewart.
Okay. I wouldn't have gotten that one either.
No, that's a tricky one. That ended with two questions from the 50s, so yeah. So let's tot up your score and see what you got. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5. So that's the new high score for our quiz. Congratulations.
Decent.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
It was very last minute, so it's very good of you to jump on for the quiz.
My pleasure.
And you've now got yourself a nice little trophy of most correct answers so far. So if it can't be beaten, we'll get you a chocolate bar.
Awesome.
Right, so that was it for the quiz today. Next, we have ads. So, yes, see you after the break.
Need some me time? Beautylicious is a brand new beauty salon in the heart of Sligo. Catering to all your needs and desires, Beautylicious offers a range of choices from makeup to tanning to the new Minimi body wraps that have proven benefits to your skin and figure. For more information on many more beauty treats and deals, visit facebook.com/beautyliciousu or call 087-298-9958. Why wait any longer for a treat of a lifetime?
Stressed out at college? Looking for something fun to do with your mates? Come on down to The Planet. Located at the Galway Shopping Centre, Headford Road, The Planet has a wide range of fun activities to do, including bowling, snooker, laser tag, and many more. The Planet. Fun for all the family.
Welcome back. This is GTI Radio. This is GTI Radio winging it with Lucian and Stephen, and that was Keith Harris and Orville with the rave remix of Orville's song, bracket, I Wish I Could Fly. Just for those of our listeners or younger listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Keith and Orville, Orville is a large green duck puppet, and Keith is his ventriloquist. really something. I'd highly recommend you check out the video for that song. It is an experience, to say the least. And before that, thanks again to our guest for taking part in that quiz.
Come on, Dave.
I got like all those answers correct outside, just for the record.
Need to get you on this. Blow the high scores away.
Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't quite be fair, but time now for our What to Watch segment.
Indeed. So first on the What to Watch, we have Hacksaw Ridge. Now, this is another one of the American war movies, but I don't know. I like the twist on it. It's not all about, oh, we're American, we're conquering everyone. This is a story about Desmond T. Doss, who is played by Andrew Garfield. He is a conscientious objector, but still decides he wants to join the military to help the cause. So he goes in as an army medic, and his story starts off in his little hometown, where his brother has signed up. All people his age have signed up for the military, so he decides he should as well. And it's about basically all the pushing against him that he got from within the military, even going up through the academy and trying to get in just to help save people. And it's a brilliant story. I'm not ruining anything by the end of it, as it's a history story. He ended up saving 75 men single-handedly in Okinawa. And very, very good movie. I'd recommend watching it. Have you managed to see it?
I have seen it. I thought the first 30, 40 minutes was some of the cheesiest crap I've ever seen in my entire life. I think there's like romance back in his hometown, and I think the way that Mel Gibson directs that is just laughable beyond belief. But once they get to the actual battle, it is very impressive. And it's very brutal, and it's a shocking piece of war depicted on cinema. But I'm not a big Andrew Garfield fan. I find it kind of hard to sympathize with him in anything. Even in Silence recently, I find him a bit disconnected. But so I think maybe with a different actor, I would have enjoyed it more. I also thought Vince Vaughn's performance left a lot to be desired. I think whoever told Vince Vaughn to pursue a career in dramatic acting between this and the second season of True Detective is playing a massive prank on the world. But no, it is the battle scenes in it are very impressive. And
yeah,
it, yeah. No, I you know.
I think Vince Vaughn even being put in a serious role is just a comedy role in itself.
Like, yeah. But it won the Oscars for editing and sound editing, and I think those are very well deserved. And the man who won for editing, he's been nominated something like 21 times, and I think he edited the Lord of the Rings films, and he's got a really good record. And if you think about it, I think Hacksaw Ridge's battle scenes actually do share a lot with the battle scenes in Lord of the Rings. I think there's good use of sort of slow motion, and they are aesthetically quite on the same plane.
The scale of it as well, you can really like it. It stands out quite well. All the scenes and stuff.
Our second choice today is a new television show. It started on FX in the US on Sunday night. It's called Feud, Betty and Joan. And we have a big coincidence here because, of course, Betty Davis was an answer in the quiz just now. And this is a show about Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. It's created by Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy is one of these big names in American television at the moment. He created American Horror Story, American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. He's a big shot, and this is his new anthology miniseries. The first season is, so he's basically going to do a season about all of these feuds in popular culture. So the next season is going to be about like Charles and Diana and that sort of stuff. But this one is set in Hollywood in the 1950s, and it's about Betty Davis and Joan Crawford working together on Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and they're just constantly throwing shade at each other, and there's all sorts of other sort of Hollywood glamour, gossipy stuff going on. It sounds like a sort of a niche program, but as someone who just loves the cinema of that period, it's so, I love any film or show set in that kind of era, just on the Hollywood backlots with directors and producers showing up. Stanley Tucci is in it as Jack Warner, the head of Warner Brothers, and Stanley Tucci is one of the greatest actors working today, I think, and he's so chameleonic. He shows up and you never know what kind of haircut or if he's going to have a beard or what, and in this show he's playing a very new interpretation on a character. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very, it's very camp, but it's very, it's very, you know, colorful. And the Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon are playing Betty and Joan. And they both have these great screen presences, big personalities. And it is, it's an enjoyable show if you're interested in sort of old Hollywood history.
Yeah, it sounds like an enjoyable show. Sounds like a good idea for it as well. Each series is going to be something different, it keeps it fresh as well. Yeah. So, the next segment on the show is This Day in History, and we will start off in 3022 BC. 322 BC. The Greek philosopher Aristotle dies.
That is some ancient history. Wow.
Very much.
In 161 AD, on the death of Antoninus at Laurium, Marcus Aurelius became emperor.
In 1774, the British closed the port of Boston to all commerce.
In 1809, aeronaut Jean-Pierre Blanchard, the first person to make an aerial voyage in the New World, died at the age of 56.
In 1849, the Austrian Reichstag is dissolved.
In 1862, Confederate forces surprise the Union Army at the Battle of Pea Ridge in Arkansas, but the Union is victorious.
In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell is granted a patent for the telephone.
In 1906, Finland becomes the third country to give the women the right to vote, decreeing universal suffrage for all citizens over 24, however barring those persons who are supported by the state.
In 1912, French aviator Harry Cernan flies non-stop from London to Paris in 3 hours.
In 1918, Finland signs an alliance treaty with Germany.
In 1925, the Soviet Red Army occupies Outer Mongolia.
In 1927, a Texas law that bans Negroes from voting is ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
In 1933, the board game Monopoly is invented.
Oh, wow. This one's an interesting one. In 1933, the film King Kong premieres in New York City. This Thursday, Kong Skull Island is being released.
Oh.
That's a nice bit of symmetry right there.
Yeah, indeed. They must have looked that up themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Definitely. In 1935, Malcolm Campbell sets an auto speed record at 276.8 miles per hour in Florida.
In 1936, Hitler sends German troops into the Rhineland, violating the Locarno Pact.
In 1942, Japanese troops land on New Guinea.
In 1951, UN forces in Korea under General Matthew Ridgway launch Operation Ripper, an offensive to straighten out the UN front lines against the Chinese.
In 1968, the Battle of Saigon, begun on the day of the Tet Offensive, ends.
In 1971, 1,000 US planes bomb Cambodia and Laos.
And our final fact of the day is, on this day in history, in 1979, Voyager 1 reaches Jupiter.
Well, this was quite a day in history, March 7th. It's also my half birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy half birthday.
Thank you. That's all we have time for today on Winging It. We will be back at exactly the same time tomorrow with another great edition of the show. We're going to have another quiz and we're going to have lots more to talk about. You can tune in for our other great shows on GTR Radio tomorrow. We'll have another episode of Desert Island Discs. We're up to Kevin will be here in just a moment to sign us off for the day. And thanks to Kevin for providing sound for this show. And thank you, Stephen, for hosting with me.
Thank you, Lucian, for hosting with me.
All right. Bingo bing bong is not a song.
Okay, that was Lucien and Stephen there with the Winging It show. I think one of my favourites on GTI Radio. We're just about done for today, but do tune in tomorrow. We'll be giving you a lot more content. We'll be beginning at 11 o'clock. I'll be presenting The Breakfast Club, so tune in for that. I'll be followed by The Decades Show with Camille and Maisie, hopefully. Then we'll have a sports roundup at halftime with Conor Kilbane and Paul Daly, followed by our special Mystical Minute with Lucien Waugh Daly. After that, we have the Chart Show and Blast Off Show with Gavin Malarkey and Ross Keneally. Either one or the other will be presenting and the other one will be on the desk. After them, we have Desert Island with Lucien and Stephen again, followed by a feature at 2 o'clock of a pre-recorded show made by one of the students here in GTI. It's always worth a listen. And then finishing off the day, we will once again have Winging It with Stephen and Lucien. So do tune in for that tomorrow. This is Kevin Duffy signing off for the day, and thanks for listening.